Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Tuesday's a big day in Arizona with your primary. Are you prepared to endorse a candidate in the field?
Well, I am, David. I have had my debate there in Arizona, and I have looked over all the wonderful people that have put themselves up for nomination, and I have decided that I'm going to publicly endorse Mitt Romney. I think he's the man that can carry the day, and I'm going to get out there and work as hard as I know how to make sure that he wins Arizona and work in other places of our country to see that he wins those places.
What was decisive for you here in the debate?
You know, I think that he handles himself very, very well. But more than that, I think that he has that pro-business background and he has that political history that I think that he would serve America the best.
Well, plus he didn't say that the separation of church and state makes him want to throw up. So that's, I suppose, a reason in itself. Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, is stating that she will endorse Mitt Romney. That's how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Monday, the 27th of February, and we are on it, all about the conversations, the gas prices, the people who are running for the presidency, who won the Academy Awards. We'll go through all of that during this hour with your participation at 800-510-8255. You can send me an email. It's Doug@DougSteffen.com, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. It's pretty easy. We get started on the Talk Radio Countdown by reviewing the Sunday morning news programs and what they bring about in terms of conversation. You can be sure there'll be a lot of talk today about Santorum taking on the separation of church and state issue. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Mitt Romney about the ratings that he has on one side or the other.
Your unfavorables have gone up dramatically during the course of this campaign. Back in October, you were plus 11, favorable versus unfavorable. Now you're minus 8. And I hear two major complaints about you. One is that you seem to be campaigning more by attacking your rivals than saying what you're for. And the other is this continuing argument that somehow you seem out of touch with the average American. And there were two examples of that this week I want to play and then have you respond to, sir.
I'm the only person in this race.
Is there a misconception about you? The question is a misconception.
A lack of, you know, you get to ask the questions you want. I get to give the answers I want.
I drive a Mustang and a Chevy pickup truck. Ann drives a couple of Cadillacs, actually.
Governor, can you understand why some voters would be put off by those things?
I can't be perfect. I'm who I am, and I can tell you this, which is with regards to the cars we have, that's something that was talked about last September. People asked us what vehicles we own, and we have a car that we have in California. We got a car that we have back in Boston where our other home is. So that's just the way it is. If people think there's something wrong with being successful in America, then they better vote for the other guy, because I've been extraordinarily successful. And I want to use that success and that know-how to help the American people. And by the way, in terms of connecting with the American people, you know, when I got into this race, there were a lot of guys in the race. Other people have come and gone. I've got more votes than anybody else in this race so far. I've been the guy that's been able to connect in New Hampshire and in Florida and in Nevada. And I think we're on track to do pretty well here in Michigan and in Arizona. I'm expected to get the nomination in part because I understand how this economy works. I, by virtue of my experience, know what it takes to create jobs. I've also balanced budgets. Other people talk about doing that. I've actually done it as a governor, as a head of an Olympics, and as a guy who's run businesses. I'm going to get America back on track.
So, Governor, in 20 seconds, what is the biggest misconception about you?
I think the biggest misconception would be that I'm a guy that comes from Massachusetts, and therefore I can't be conservative. But, you know, if you look at my record in Massachusetts and see that I balanced the budget, lowered taxes 19 times, enforced illegal immigration laws, got English immersion in our schools, stood up for traditional marriage, was a pro-life governor. I'm a solid conservative, a committed conservative with the kind of principles I think America needs.
And to make you kind of, maybe it doesn't, maybe some of you love hearing that sort of stuff. I find it annoying to keep listening to this banter about conservatism. Most of the people who think they're conservative don't even know what the word means. I've said that. I say that pretty much every week. The word conservative means to save, And how did, what did George Bush do? These other people that are phony conservatives, so many people don't get the drift of what the issue is. And he made a point, and I get this all the time, too, because I'm from Massachusetts. Because you're from Massachusetts, you must be a liberal. What kind of foolishness is that? What are you talking about? And how dare you suggest that everybody from Massachusetts is the same any more than everybody from New York is the same, or everybody from Arizona is the same, or everybody from America is the same? It's complete nonsense that would have been taken care of if we had a better, stronger school system that actually taught courses on classic civics and politics and that sort of thing. A lot of that doesn't happen until you get to college because the way that we run our system has gutted the public education system to the point where people come up with that nonsense. And as you can tell by listening to me, it really is, I find it extraordinarily annoying, frankly. And another part of how we've diluted the argument. And who says that we have to have somebody who's whatever conservative is, be conservative all the time? He has run businesses. I don't like the fact that he's raised or is spending as much money, but the law allows him to do that. What I do like is that he seems to be able to, in his record, have any of the people that you might listen to today, unless you're in Massachusetts, I've probably got a better clue than I do, having lived there all of my life. At least most of the time. I'm in California part of the time now. I drive two cars. You want to ask me, what difference does it make what kind of cars you drive? I listen to that question and think, what are you talking about? Why are we talking about the price of gasoline and the wars in Afghanistan and where? It's, come on, will you? Let's get to, is that the news media's problem because they're so shallow? I suppose that's part of it. The story begins, as we understand, Arizona Governor Brewer announcing her endorsement. She was on Meet the Press, and we'll have a clip from Meet the Press in a moment. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
January, February, March.
Fanbruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fanbruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada, including Quebec, you know. And to 2912 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Mitt Romney campaign or candidacy under focus now with Bob Schieffer from the Sunday morning CBS Face the Nation news program talking to Governor Chris Christie about Romney's campaign.
Your man, Mitt Romney, is having a lot of trouble, even out in Michigan, it seems, which a lot of us find hard to believe. It would seem to me he would be a shoo-in out there, and yet it just doesn't seem to be working. Rick Santorum is neck and neck with him. Well, what's he doing wrong?
Well, you know, I don't think anybody's a shoo-in this year, Bob. It's a very volatile electorate. I think part of it in this primary is that Republicans really are focused on wanting to defeat President Obama. And I think our primary voters are shopping. They want to make sure they pick the very best person to give the president the very best race, and they're not settled on it yet. And so I don't know that it's something that Governor Romney isn't doing. I think over the pace of time, as they get to know him better, they're going to come to Governor Romney.
Well, you know, Rick Santorum suggested yesterday that Mitt Romney is just not really a person of conviction. Listen to what he said here.
Oh, I'm running for the Senate against Ted Kennedy. I'll be a liberal. I'm running for governor of Massachusetts, and so I'll be a moderate. And now, I'm going to run for a Republican nomination for president. I'll be a conservative today. What's he going to be tomorrow?
So that's the question, Governor. I mean,
I think he is what Rick Santorum called him in 2008, which was the most conservative candidate and a real conservative when Rick Santorum endorsed him in 2008. I think what you just saw in that clip is naked opportunism. Bob, I mean, now that he's running against him, all of a sudden, he doesn't know what Mitt Romney is. When he was endorsing him in 2008, he called him a real conservative. I'll go with the less affected Rick Santorum evaluation in 2008. Mitt Romney's a real conservative.
But it does seem that Governor Romney is having a little trouble connecting with the common folk. I mean, he seems to say things that might be funny at the country club, but they sort of fall flat outside the country club. I mean, like Friday, he was talking about how much he liked cars, and he managed to say this.
I like the fact that most of the cars I see are Detroit-made automobiles. I drive a Mustang and a Chevy pickup truck. Ann drives a couple of Cadillacs, actually. And I used to have a Dodge truck, so I used to have all three covered.
Obviously, most people don't have four or five cars, Governor. No, why would he say that?
So the cat's out of the bag, Bob, on the fact that Governor Romney's wealthy. I mean, he has a number of cars. Many people who've made a lot of money over time do. And so I think this is just something where, to be candid, folks are looking for him to make trip-ups. He's telling the truth about the cars he has. What if he didn't answer the question about how many cars he had or didn't talk about it? Then people would be saying he was hiding it. Listen, Governor Romney's been successful. I think that's what we want in a president of the United States. Do we want somebody running who's been a failure at everything they've done? And is that going to recommend them for the White House? He's been a great success in business. He's been a greatest success as an executive, as governor of Massachusetts. I think that's the kind of guy we want in the White House.
Well, the kind of guy that the essence of his success, which is now denigrated by some people in society. Success is bad. You have to be someone who's never had a job, really, who's never run anything, who's never taken the responsibility, this whole business of class warfare is ludicrous and annoying, and it's debilitating. Look at all of the recent presidents. They're all wealthy. They either had it when they got in office or they had it when they got out. So what's the big deal? He's got four. I know a lot of people who don't make even $100,000 a year. Got four or five cars in their family. Come on, let's stop this nonsense. 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The items of interest here are at DougStephan.com if you want to check them out. Status of the various candidates, etc., etc., all in the countdown box on the homepage at DougStephan.com. 23 minutes past the hour. It's Monday, the 27th of February. Still to come in this hour, the cost you're paying for gasoline and the results of the Academy Awards. That's what people will be talking about today. Plus, the status of their favorite candidate on the Republican side. I get nauseous, frankly. And you can respond one way or another. 800-510-8255. It just nauseates me to listen to some of this stuff back and forth. I've lost a lot of respect for Bob Schieffer this year. I used to have more respect for him. He's been very grueling and almost to the point of being, it sounds like he's being self-serving. There's a way of asking questions, and he doesn't seem to still have the temper that he used to. That's just me. I don't know whether you agree or you don't agree. It's all about opinions and conversation here as we review these Sunday morning programs. Let's move on to Meet the Press, where David Gregory talked to a panel including Chuck Todd, Steve Schmidt, Harold Ford Jr. I don't know who any of those people are. Do you know who any of these people are? Why is their opinion more important than yours anyway? Maybe it makes for good TV and audio. We'll listen about the possibility of a brokered convention.
Win or lose in Michigan and Arizona. Chuck, I know you've been breaking down the numbers, and they're important. If you look at the delegate fight, this is not just an arithmetic exercise.
No.
Here. These delegates matter. So take us through that.
What we want to do is there's lots of calls that if Mitt Romney loses Michigan, that somehow this will push, the Republican establishment will push somebody, a Mitch Daniels, a Chris Christie, Paul Ryan, mm-hmm. Jeb Bush, to get in the race. So we looked at the numbers. If you get in now, essentially, and make all the filing deadlines, the most amount of delegates you could compete for is 1,036. That is not enough to get the nomination. But the motivation would be what? The motivation would simply be to get enough delegates to become a player during the contested convention, and you would assume a lot of things could happen. Romney's support could collapse. All of his delegates could suddenly be available. You'd see some sort of fusion thing. Maybe Rick Santorum ends up on the ticket. There are ways to do this, and I do think that if you don't like what's going on here and you think nobody's going to get a majority, you do not think any of these candidates will have a majority of the delegates by the end of this process, then you do need to get somebody, and you want somebody else, you do need to get in and win an election or two.
Well, I think if you talk about the prospect of a contested election, a contested nomination fight at the convention, it's important to remember that the delegates at this convention are going to be far to the right of the American electorate, also far to the right of the Republican primary voter in most of these states. So I think if it goes into a contested convention, it is anyone's guess what happens. I think that if you see Santorum win in Michigan, you'll start to see panic beyond where it already is in the Republican establishment. But as a general proposition, Republicans are very unhappy about the state of the race, very unhappy and pessimistic about the chances to beat the president in the fall. And this is a complete reversal of the condition from 4 or 5 months ago when people were very optimistic.
What about the president, as he looks at all of this? I think we have some information about Mitt Romney's unfavorables among independent voters, where, as you pointed out in an article you were quoted in, Steve, that he's getting hit on the left and the right about whether it's taxes or his time at Bain. And Harold, his unfavorables have gotten very high among independent voters. They're going to decide this election in the fall.
They will. The longer this goes, the more damaging it has been so far. I was a believer a few weeks ago that a longer primary for Republicans wouldn't necessarily hurt them based on the 08 election between Obama and Clinton. But the more I think about it, the differences are clear. Obama and Clinton were both thought to be centrist, mainstream, serious candidates for president. Republicans don't view Santorum, at least establishments don't view him as a serious candidate for the fall or a credible one.
All right. So there are all the experts. Aren't you glad you've gotten their point of view? 800-510-8255. I just read that Kathy Ireland, the supermodel, is worth $350 million. She better not run for president then, right? Under the circumstances, she got too much money. Better stay out of the race. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary, no. Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For legal residents of the U.S., you can Canada. Please collect your note. NC2912 rules at ConstantContact.com.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Folks calling them all around the country to 800-510-8255 as we talk about those who are running for the Republican side of the presidential race. That's what our focus is as we listen to some of the excerpts from the Sunday morning programs. I think we've got them all except for ABC's George Stephanopoulos, who talks to Rick Santorum on his program about the aforementioned separation of church and state. And what Santorum has said about that, which should be enough to make sure that Mitt Romney wins the primaries this week. Here we go.
You've also spoken out about the issue of religion and politics. And earlier in the campaign, you talked about John F. Kennedy's famous speech to the Baptist ministers in Houston back in 1960. Here's what you had to say.
Very late in my political career, I had the opportunity to read the speech, and I almost threw up. You should read the speech.
That speech has been read, as you know, by millions of Americans. Its themes were echoed in part by Mitt Romney in the last campaign. Why did it make you throw up?
Because the substantive line in the speech says, I believe in America where the separation of church and state is absolute. I don't believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute. The idea that the church can have no influence or no involvement in the operation of the state is absolutely antithetical to the objectives and vision of our country. This is the First Amendment. The First Amendment says the free exercise of religion. That means bringing everybody, people of faith and no faith, into the public square. Kennedy, for the first time, articulated a vision saying, no, faith is not allowed in the public square. I will keep it separate. Go on and read the speech. I will have nothing to do with faith. I won't consult with people of faith. It was an absolutist doctrine that was foreign at the time of 1960. I went down to Houston, Texas, here's almost to the day, and gave a speech and talked about how important it is for everybody to feel welcome in the public square. People of faith, people of no faith, and be able to bring their ideas, to bring their passions into the public square and have it out. James Madison,
make you want to throw up?
Perfect remedy. Well, yeah, well, absolutely. To say that people of faith have no role in the public square, you bet that makes you throw up. What kind of country do we live in that says only people of non-faith can come in the public square and make their case? That makes me throw up, and it should make every American. And we're seeing from a president, someone who is now trying to tell people of faith that you will do what the government says. We are going to impose our values on you. Not that you can't come to the public square and argue against it, but now we're going to turn around and say we're going to impose our values from the government on people of faith, which of course is the next logical step.
All right, so you heard him taken in and out of context, because George Stephanopoulos is happy to take things out of context, as is Bob Schieffer and most of the other guys that are doing these Sunday morning programs and most of the news media in general. All right, so you heard Santorum explain his comments. The news media will play what he said at first. Now, again, you know that I'm not a supporter of Rick Santorum, but listening to what he said there, you can understand contextually better what his point is, and it may be a good one, but that's not what people are going to remember or hear. They're going to hear a soundbite that will assure Mitt Romney winning the two primaries tomorrow. That's what that's in essence what that does. 800-510-8255, believe it or not. All right, let's get to some talk radio excerpts from over the weekend. Here's radio man Dan Mandis talking about Rick Santorum's comments, not just necessarily about whether or not there ought to be separation of church and state, but he talks a lot about Satan.
Rick Santorum talking about how he thinks that pop culture here in America is influenced literally by Satan.
And I need not even go into the state of the popular culture today. But whether it's sensuality or vanity of the famous in America, they are peacocks on display.
Peacocks.
And they have taken their poor behavior and made it fashionable.
And I guess what confuses me, not even confuses me, because there is no doubt in my mind that society in general has a lot of problems. I mean, I've done radio shows. We've talked about it, for a long time now. But I guess what has me concerned is, one, he is the leading candidate for the GOP in a race where independents are going to be critical. And my worry is, if as a guy who is slightly leaning to the left, that his comments do seem extreme. They do seem a little out of touch, especially when you talk about the other comments that he made, as we've been talking about, where he says that the devil is inside, if you will, the NBA, rock music, and Hollywood. How many of us have gone to Nuggets games? How many of us went to go see U2 last year? How many of us go to movies? And there was a part of me when all this came down last week, where it was like, why isn't anybody screaming about that? Because for me to personalize it down to me and you in our everyday lives, that's what I don't understand. Is how can a guy do it? Just to me, he seems just a little out of touch.
Okay. I'm kind of into that. All right, sir. I don't know that host, but makes sense. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Shirley's in Pennsylvania. We're on Rick Santorum State. She doesn't agree with Mandis at all.
If you watch what's going on, as soon as someone's in the lead, the rest of them gang up on him because they're all upset because they're not in the lead. And Mitt Romney, he's got so much money that he can spend all kinds of money going after who's ever in the lead. He can't face the fact that he's not going to make it. I know Mitt Romney's not going to be good as president. He's got so much money that he just doesn't relate to any of us that have to live on a budget. Ron Paul is not presidential material. He's a good man, but he's not presidential material. Newt Gingrich has way too much baggage, and the people in this country is not going to vote for him. And, of course, most of us know that we have to have a change in Washington. So the way I see it, the only one that I think is good and we should get behind and support is Mr. Santorum.
All right. There you go, Shirley. Thank you for expressing yourself. Whether Mitt Romney wins or loses the Michigan or Arizona primaries, his advisors are advising donors and other supporters to prepare for a very expensive fight for the nomination. So that means, in essence, write some more checks for us, please, showing the obscenity of our system. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Marie Osborne talking to pollster Steve Mitchell about the primary in Michigan.
Steve, what are some of your surveys telling you? Do you notice anything interesting or any trends that you find remarkable?
We at one time, about 10 or 11 days ago, had Santorum leading by 9%. Then last week, we saw the momentum change as a result of the advertising, and we had Mitt Romney up by 2. We did a poll just Thursday night, and we had Romney back up by 3. There's another poll showing Romney up by 6. But it looks to me as though Romney has turned the corner and that he's in pretty good shape. Romney's really doing well with absentee voters, and those voters have already cast their ballots. So that bodes well for Romney because he's got a lot of votes in the bank, so to speak, even before Election Day.
Steve, you talk about advertising maybe turning the tide, but don't you also think these two candidates have spent an awful lot of time here in the state of Michigan? They're getting heavy news coverage.
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt that heavy news coverage helps, but the ability to spend money on advertising, radio advertising, television advertising, really has an impact more than anything else because many people do not, believe it or not, I know we can't believe that, but many people do not listen to radio news or watch television news, but they do watch other shows or listen to other parts of radio. So I think that when you can, as Mitt Romney has been able to do, outspend your opponent by about 2-1, that is going to be helpful. Now, just watching a little TV last night, it seemed to me there was a pretty even mix in terms of Santorum and Romney ads, but they're both spending just a huge amount of money here.
Lots of money involved in all of this. Okay, so Mitt Romney and Santorum and all the rest of them, let's see what happens. There'll be a lot of discussion about this tomorrow, I'm sure, and Wednesday, as the polling will take place, and then there'll be lots more of this same stuff churned in the news cycle, and that's what we talk about. News Talk Radio is the focus of our discussion of stations and their various conversations from the hosts and the caller's point of view on talk radio across the country. We're talking a lot about gasoline, the price you're paying. That's up next here on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and our focus now turns to the price of gasoline and the ridiculous state of that affair, what you're paying over the weekend, 30 cents more than what you paid over the weekend before. Here's host Gary Hoffman talking about what is actually driving these prices.
The average price for a gallon of gas nationwide, $3.69. The morning's average price for a gallon of gas in California is $4.28. Nationwide, it's $3.69. In California, it's $4.28. And over the course of the last week, a week ago, it was $4.03. So it's gone up a quarter in a week. And it's been going up 3 or 4 cents every day. On Wednesday morning, by the way, on my way to work, I filled up at $4.09 at a gas station that I usually go to. $4.09. That afternoon, that same station was $4.19. And we've heard a lot about the political talk. I mean, this is obviously become a campaign issue because $4.50 per gallon gasoline is going to put a crimp on the economy, whatever recovery we seem to be trying to muster together. We saw about 4 years ago at this time the same thing. Remember 4 years ago, gas finally peaked at $4.11 nationwide, and it was much closer to $5 here in California, average. There's very little that any one politician would be able to do to bring down gas prices this week, or this month, or in 6 months. We, the United States, just do not have that much power anymore in what has become a global market for oil. So, now, why the spike now? The price of oil is at about $108 a barrel. And why are we seeing the prices that we saw 4 years ago when oil was closer to $150 a barrel? Okay. First of all, it's Iran.
We're seeing an incredible war premium put into the price of crude oil, and that has driven prices dramatically higher. And if that were the only thing, maybe we could look beyond it. But there's more tensions throughout the world. If you look at Yemen, if you look at other countries in the region, very hot, very high in tension. In fact, the markets are predicting something bad's going to happen very quickly. That's driving up oil prices. And whatever that oil price is, that goes directly into what you pay for gasoline.
Phil Flynn with PFG Best Research explains it. I thought that his interview was the best that I heard this week. Iran is the biggest issue. Iran, because people are terrified that Iran is going to either pull its oil off of the world market or simply get its handed to it and not be able to produce oil.
All right, so we're talking about the price of gasoline and oil products. On CNN yesterday, Candy Crowley talked to John Hofmeister, who's the former CEO of Shell Oil.
Right now, the national average for gasoline is 3.67 a gallon. That's just the national average. There are many places where it's selling for $5 a gallon. So let's start out with some basic questions. How high is it going to go?
Well, my concern is that the crude oil price could hit $120, $130 a gallon. It's $109 today. That's up about $10 just in the last 2 weeks. And it's going to get worse, Candy, because what has changed dramatically from before, and nobody talks about it, are the actual statistics of China's demand. 10 years ago, 4 million barrels a day. Last year, 9 million barrels a day. By 2015, 15 million barrels a day.
So they're competing in the world market for oil, which naturally drives, or will be, which naturally drives up the price of oil.
They've played their ace on us. What they have done, they have granted loans, $120 billion in loans in the last 3 years alone, to state-owned oil companies so they get first oil. that oil is not going to come on the global trading market. Our demand is down 6% year over year, and prices are skyrocketing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour. Lots of people today will be talking about the Academy Awards. So we have the top 10 winners. That is the categories that seem to get the most interest, the top 10. And then an excerpt from Ryan Seacrest talking to Sacha Baron Cohen on the red carpet. All right, so we get first to the top 10 version.
Number 10.
Usually the best foreign film is considered the 10th most important, if you will, of all the awards. And that award went to a movie called Separation. I think that was the Iranian film, as a matter of fact.
Number 9.
Number 9, the best original screenplay went to Midnight in Paris.
Number 8.
The best adapted screenplay went to The Descendants.
Number 7.
Best Animated Feature, that award went to the movie Rango, Johnny Depp's voice.
Number 6.
Best Director, The Artist.
Number 5.
Best Supporting Actress award went to Octavia Spencer, who was in The Help.
Number 4.
Best Supporting Actor went to 82-year-old Christopher Plummer for his role in Beginners.
Number 3.
Best Actress award, Meryl Streep won again for the third time for her role in The Iron Lady.
Number 2.
Number 2, the Best Actor award went to Jean Dujardin, who is the star of The Artist.
Number 1.
And the Best Picture award went to The Artist as well. So as a run-up, there always are these shows. Ryan Seacrest and his production company work for E! The Entertainment Channel, and they are prominent on the red carpet, as are all the other, the various and sundry other television networks. So here's a clip from him having a conversation with Sacha Baron Cohen about his being there. What's interesting about this is that Seacrest talks to him and doesn't seem to get the joke. Listen and see if you agree.
This is the dictator.
Hello, welcome, or welcome, Brian.
Thank you, dictator.
Hello, Death to the West.
May I ask you, who are you wearing?
Who am I? I'm wearing John Galliano, but the socks are from Kmart.
Can we get a tight shot of the socks? Oh, wow. Which section of the Kmart store were those in?
Well, as Saddam Hussein once said to me, socks are socks. Don't waste money.
Is coming to the Oscars one of the best perks of whatever it is your job is?
Yes, I love it here because it gave me an opportunity to bring my dear friend and doubles tennis partner, Kim Jong-il. It was his dream to come to the Oscars and to be sprinkled over the red carpet and over Halle Berry's chest again. The interesting thing is actually, it's a Jimmy South Korea. No, sorry. You've got Kim Jong. You've got Kim Jong Elon. Wait a minute, we need to bring this up. No, if somebody, it's okay for you. No, if somebody asks you what you're wearing, you will say Kim Jong-il.
Have fun this evening.
Well, Kim Jong-il.
You know, part of me thought he would be up to something, Juliana. I had an idea something was coming. I didn't know in what fashion or form.
Ryan.
We'll be right back. Live from the red carpet. Yes, G.
We don't know what to say. This is crazy.
We're like speechless. Wait, do you know how lucky you are, though, that you were like the one chosen on the red carpet?
Do you think that I'm lucky? Is this a vision of luck?
No, I'm not kidding. Ryan, of every red carpet reporter, every single person on the red carpet, you were chosen by the dictator. I'm not kidding. My dream would be to be part of that right now.
I don't know. By the way, every camera beside me and above me is shooting this right now, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it.
I think maybe you have your swan dress moment of the night right
now. This is going to be trending worldwide in about 1 second.
Unbelievable.
This is going to be on every single homepage.
You know what's strange is that I saw that, and I saw it getting closer to me, and I thought to myself, is there really anything in it? And now I realize the answer is yes.
Ryan, your face, you were like, okay, are you joking me right now?
That was probably the most priceless moment on TV that I've seen.
What are you thinking right now, Ryan?
Well, I'm thinking that he was either going to do that to me or George Clooney, right?
There we go. Oh, my. It kind of took you 1 second, though, to realize.
Thank you. If you come back live here, I think I'm in shock for a moment. Come back live. Our friends here, thank you very much. They're just sort of pitching. Thank you. I can keep it. Thank you. They brought a towel. I don't know why you have a towel, but they have a towel.
I think you need a lint brush.
And then we've got a napkin.
Yeah.
So we're gonna clean a lint brush. We're gonna clean ourselves up and come back live from the red carpet.
All right. So Ryan Seacrest didn't get it, but the girls on the red carpet did. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What was your favorite part of last night's Oscars? That might have been one of them. Billy Crystal did an excellent job. Cirque du Soleil, Sacha Baron Cohen there with Ryan, Meryl Streep's acceptance speech, other stars' speeches, or did you not watch it? You can tell us what you think. The poll is prominent at DougStephan.com.